You know that old saying in the corporate world, right?
Oh.
If it's not documented.
It didn't happen. Oh, yeah. The golden rule.
But I honestly think we've hit the exact opposite problem. It is documented.
Oh, it's documented.
It's in a 50-page PDF, buried three folders deep in SharePoint, written in this dense legalese that, would make a lawyer's eyes glaze over. And because of that,
It might as well not have happened.
exactly,
Okay.
because nobody is reading it. It's just sitting there.
That's what I call the content graveyard. It's where all this valuable information just goes to die.
Yes. And that's the core tension we're really digging into today. We're looking at this fundamental crisis in learning and development, L&D. Companies have more information than ever, but their employees are just starving for actual knowledge because the delivery is broken.
It's the classic bottleneck problem. You have all the raw material, the compliance updates, the product specifications, the market research, but turning that into something a person actually wants to consume?
Right.
That's expensive, it's slow, and let's be honest, it's usually not done very well.
So to explore a solution, we're looking at a really specific and I think kind of an unexpected pairing of technologies. On one side, we've got LearnUpon. They're a huge player in the LMS-based learning management systems. And on the other, we have something called Auto Content API, which calls itself a programmable content infrastructure.
It's a really fascinating combination. I mean, think of LearnUpon as the distribution network.
Okay.
It's the pipes, the user tracking, the final delivery to the employee or the partner. And Auto Content API is the refinery. It takes that crude oil, your raw text, your PDFs, and it turns it into high-octane fuel.
Like video, audio, quizzes, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So we've been combing through all the technical docs, the API specs, the white papers on their deep research agents, and also looking at LearnUpon's own roadmap. And the mission here is to figure out if connecting these two things really fixes the bottleneck.
Or if you're just, automating the creation of more bad content faster.
That is the big risk, isn't it? Just scaling mediocrity.
It is. But from what I've seen in the documentation, I think there's something a lot more sophisticated going on here.
All right, so let's start with LearnUpon's side of things.
Yeah.
If you look at their platform, they're really not trying to be just a digital filing cabinet.
No, not at all.
They're pushing this idea of expert-informed courses and creating engaging experiences.
That's right. And you have to remember who they serve. LearnUpon works with these massive global companies like Adecco or Gusto. We're talking thousands of employees, partners,
It's a
customers,
huge
a
audience.
huge diverse audience, and their data is super clear on this. Engagement is the number one metric for success. If you just upload a PDF, engagement is basically zero.
But if it's a video or a podcast?
It spikes
Yeah.
massively.
But here's the reality check I always run into. I was talking to a friend who works in L&D, and she just said, "Look, I know video works better. I know podcasts are what people want, but I have a budget of nothing and a team of one."
And that is the production bottleneck in a nutshell. I mean, let's just break down the economics of a quote unquote good course. To do it right, to make a high quality video course, you basically need a small army. You need an instructional designer for the script. You need your subject matter experts to check it.
You need voice talent, video editors, probably a graphic designer for the
A
thumbnails.
sound engineer if you want it to not sound terrible.
Why?
Yeah. So you're looking at four or five different teams or roles. The coordination cost alone can kill the whole project before it starts.
So what happens?
They just fall back to what's easy. They upload the text document and cross their fingers.
And that's where this idea of content transformation comes in. The auto content docs are really specific about this distinction. This isn't just generative AI where you type a prompt like, write me a course on safety, and then just hope it doesn't make things up.
No, and that's such a critical point for any enterprise company. Their legal and compliance teams get very nervous about the word generative because of
The
hallucinations.
liability there is huge.
Exactly. This is transformation. You provide the source of truth, a specific URL, a PDF, a raw text file from an expert. The API ingests that, it understands the semantic meaning, and it reformats it.
So it's completely bounded by that source material you gave it. It can't go off script.
Precisely. It's like a factory assembly line. You feed in the raw steal your policy document, and the machines just stamp out different parts. It can give you a script, a summary, a quiz, or a dialogue. It changes the form, not the facts.
Okay, so let's walk through a scenario. I'm a LearnUpon admin. I get that email I'm dreading. New global data privacy standards for 2026.
Oh.
It's dry, it's boring, but it's mandatory.
And 5,000 people have to understand it by Friday.
Exactly.
So in the old world, you upload the PDF, you send out a mass email, and you pray.
Right.
In this new workflow, you take that same PDF and you send it to the Auto Content API endpoint. Within just a few minutes, it returns a whole suite of assets ready to go.
Like what?
It could give you a two-person podcast dialogue that discusses the key changes, a 60-second video summary to use as an intro, and a 10-question quiz to actually check for understanding.
You said a two-person podcast. Let's double-click on that because audio learning is having such a huge moment.
It's an absolute revolution. Mm-hmm. Just think about the typical user in a system like LearnUpon. They're a knowledge worker, maybe a salesperson on the road, or a partner trying to get certified on a new product.
They're busy. They don't have time to just sit and stare at a screen for an hour.
They don't. But they have a commute. They go to the gym. They do the dishes. That's all learning time now.
I listen to stuff all the time. If yes. I can't listen to it, I probably won't get to it.
You and basically everyone else. Now, you've probably seen that tool from Google, Notebook LM, right?
Oh, yeah. The one where you upload a document and these two AI hosts just start chatting about it. It went viral because it sounds so human. It has the ums and the pauses.
It does. It was a game changer for what people thought was possible. But here's the Notebook LM gap. It's a consumer toy.
A walled garden?
Exactly. You have to manually upload your files, you wait, and then the final product just lives on Google servers. You can't build a secure, automated corporate workflow on top of that.
No, you can't have your chief compliance officer dragging and dropping sensitive documents all day. I mean, that's a security nightmare, and it's just not scalable.
Right. And so Auto Content API is positioning itself as the Notebook LM API alternative. The key word there is API. It's programmable. It's built for automation.
So a big company could set up what they call a private podcast network right inside LearnUpon.
Completely automated. A new technical memo gets approved in their system, and that event triggers the API. The API generates a 10-minute episode using what it calls multi-speaker dynamics. That's the techie term for the natural back and forth banter. Yep. It adds the intro music, the cover art, all the metadata, and then pushes it directly into the right LearnUpon course. No human hands required.
That phrase, multi-speaker dynamics, why is that so important? Why two voices instead of just one AI reading the text?
It's all about cognitive load. Listening to a single monotone voice read a long script is exhausting.
Feels like a lecture.
It is a lecture. You have to actively force yourself to pay attention. But a dialogue, a conversation that mimics how we learn socially, there's contrast. One voice can ask the questions the listener is probably thinking.
And the other one answers.
Right. It makes the content bingeable. It turns a chore into something closer to a radio show. And that gets even crazier when you layer on voice cloning.
Okay, this is the part that always feels a bit sci-fi. The CEO paradox.
It's a massive challenge in corporate communications. Everybody wants to hear from the leader. It builds trust. If the CEO explains the new company strategy, people listen.
But if some HR manager explains it in an email,
people tune out. But the CEO has zero time. They can't record weekly audio updates for thousands of employees.
So with this kind of integration, the CEO just records their voice once.
Pretty much. They record a few minutes of audio one time to train the model. And after that, you can generate weekly or even daily updates delivered in the CEO's actual voice right inside a LearnUpon module. Hey, team, just wanted to give you a quick update on the Q3 numbers.
That's incredibly useful.
Yeah.
But does it feel authentic?
That's the big debate. But you have to consider the alternative, which is usually silence or a text-based email that nobody reads. The argument is that the utility of hearing the message in the leader's voice outweighs the fact that it was synthesized, as long as you're transparent about it.
That's a fair point. It makes the LMS feel less like a tool and more like a direct line to leadership.
Exactly. Okay, so let's switch gears to video, because as much as I love audio, some things you just have to see.
For sure. Especially for software training or product demos, you need the visual.
Visuals are non-negotiable for retention. LearnUpon's own data shows that dwell time on a page just shoots up when there's a video. But again, we come back to the cost. The source data we looked at puts professional video production anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 per minute.
Per finished minute. That just blows the budget out of the water immediately. That's why we all end up with those blurry screen recordings with terrible audio.
Exactly. It's cost prohibitive. So this is where Auto Content API claims a huge arbitrage opportunity. They're talking about creating these assets for literally cents on the dollar. a 90%+ cost reduction.
How are we talking about, like, AI-generated stock footage or something?
No, it's actually more targeted than that. It's about faceless videos and explainer videos. Mm. The API has these video endpoints. You can just point it at a URL, say your product documentation page for a new software feature, and it generates a 60 to 90 second video explaining it.
What's actually in the video? What am I seeing?
It uses AI avatars. You choose a persona that fits your brand, professional woman, casual developer, whatever you need. The API generates the voiceover, it handles all the lip syncing for the avatar, and it burns in the subtitles automatically.
So it's like having a virtual presenter who can walk you through the key concepts on screen.
Yes. And think about the partner training use case for LearnUpon. They are huge in what's called extended enterprise.
Right. Training people who don't actually work for you, yeah. Resellers, franchisees.
All those people. You have to get them to speak the revenue-driving language, but you can't fly a trainer out to 5,000 different partners.
No way.
But if you just send them text, they're not going to learn the product pitch. With this API, you could generate hundreds of hyper-specific, product-focused explainer videos. And if the product specs change on a Tuesday,
you just regenerate all the videos on Wednesday.
Instantly. That speed is the killer app. It creates what you might call disposable video.
I like that. Disposable video. You'd never do that if you spent 10 grand on it. You'd be stuck with that old video for 2 years because you couldn't afford to remake it.
Exactly. It lowers the stakes of creation so much. And that leads directly to the next huge problem for these global companies, localization.
Oh, man, the localization burden. Mm. I have seen so many great projects die on that hill. You build a fantastic course in English, and then the team in Germany says, "This is great, where's ours?"
And the team in Japan says, "This translation doesn't really work for our cultural context."
And then the quote comes back from the translation agency, and it's 3 times the original budget and will take 3 months.
Right. So what usually happens is the global teams just get the English version and are told to deal with it, which of course crushes engagement.
So how does this fix that?
Well, the API supports over 50 languages. The whole strategy is what they call instant globalization. You set up a workflow. The English training module gets finalized in LearnUpon.
And the API just takes it from there.
Behind the scenes, that content is transcribed, it's translated, and then, and this is the important part, it's resynthesized. So the German version doesn't just have German subtitles. It has a native-sounding German voiceover and an avatar that's lip-synced to German.
So it's not like watching a badly dubbed foreign movie from the 70s?
No, not at all. The lip sync adjusts, the tonality is native. You are effectively multiplying your global reach overnight, ensuring the message in Tokyo is the exact same as the message in New York.
That is a massive advantage. It keeps the whole organization aligned. But there's another problem with training content. It goes stale so fast.
The static course problem.
Yeah. You create a course called Market Trends 2024, and by the time June rolls around, it's basically ancient history. The market's already moved on.
This is where the deep research part of the API gets really interesting. I mean, so far we've mostly talked about reformatting existing content.
Right, text to video, that kind of thing.
Deep research is about adding new intelligence.
How does that work?
The API has a specific endpoint that uses autonomous agents to browse the live web. It's not just relying on some static training data from 2 years ago. It can go out to credible sources, the Financial Times, SEC filings, specific industry journals.
So it can fact check things in real time.
It can. But the real magic is in the recurring research feature. Imagine you're the LearnUpon admin for a financial services company. You can program the API to scan for specific topics like competitor product launches or the Fed's interest rate decision every single day.
And then what? It emails you a report.
It could. But think about the synergy with LearnUpon. It could automatically generate a 5-minute daily market briefing podcast or a 1-page PDF summary and upload it directly into a daily market update course in the LMS.
Wow. So the course becomes alive. It updates itself.
Exactly. And think about the behavioral shift that drives. Suddenly, the LMS isn't just that place you have to go once a year for compliance training.
It becomes a daily habit, a destination. Your internal newsfeed.
That's the holy grail for L&D, right?
Yeah.
Moving from a compliance tool to a daily habit. And it happens without a human having to wake up at 5 a.m. to read the news and write a script. The agents do the work.
I do want to get a little technical for a second, just because some of our listeners are the people who would actually have to build this. LearnUpon is this big centralized platform with a user interface.
Mm-hmm.
Auto content is just code.
Auto content is API first and headless.
Okay, headless always sounds a bit spooky. Can you break that down?
Yeah, of course. Think of it like a car. LearnUpon is the dashboard. It's the speedometer, the steering wheel, the leather seats. It's everything the user touches.
The UI.
The UI. Auto content is the engine block under the hood. It doesn't have a steering wheel of its own. It just has connection points.
So how do you connect the two if you're not a developer who knows how to write Python?
And that's the beauty of the modern tech stack. You use what are called no-code bridges, tools like Make.com or Zapier.
I love Zapier. It feels like digital magic.
It pretty much is for operations people. A non-technical L&D manager can literally just drag and drop to build a workflow, say, trigger, when a new policy PDF is uploaded to this specific LearnUpon folder, action. Send that file to the auto content API. Next action, generate a quiz from the content. Final action, upload that quiz right back into the LearnUpon course.
You mentioned quizzes again. That's a huge piece of the puzzle for LearnUpon, isn't it? You have to prove that people actually learned the material.
It's critical. LearnUpon's whole value proposition is built on tracking performance and completion. The API can take that source text and instantly generate a 20-question quiz with correct answers and even plausible distractors.
The distractors, the wrong answers that look right, are always the hardest part to write.
They are, and the API does it in seconds, so it directly feeds the data and tracking needs of the LMS.
Okay, so let's zoom out. We've gone through audio, video, localization, research, integration. What's the big picture takeaway for someone listening to this?
I think at the end of the day, it's about fundamentally shifting the economics of how knowledge gets transferred inside an organization. LearnUpon provides the structure, the tracking, the user management, the delivery vehicle.
An auto content API provides the infinite low-cost production capacity to fill that vehicle.
It completely decouples content creation from human labor.
So we're moving away from that old idea that more content equals more work.
That's the shift from linear to logarithmic costs. In the old model, if you wanted 10 times the courses or courses in 10 languages, you needed 10 times the people. Your costs just scaled in a straight line.
Right. You hire more people to type more words.
Now you just need 10 times the server capacity, which is incredibly cheap. The cost curve just flattens out. You can scale your output almost infinitely without scaling your headcount.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I have to ask the question that I'm sure every L&D professional is thinking right now.
Here it comes.
If the API is doing the research and the synthesizing and the video production and the voice acting, what happens to the subject matter expert? What happens to the L&D manager? Does the robot take my job?
That is the provocative question, isn't it?
Is that where this is headed?
I don't think so. I really don't. I think the role just shifts upwards. The L&D manager stops being the creator in the weeds. The person physically typing the script or editing the video, they become the architect.
The architect, I like that.
Yeah, they're the one designing the automated flows. They're curating the trusted sources. They decide what the research agents should be looking for. They become the editor-in-chief of an automated media empire instead of the beat reporter just trying to churn out one story at a time.
That's a fascinating way to put it. So you're not losing your job. You're just moving up the value chain. You're directing the system instead of operating it manually.
Exactly. And the companies that figure this out, the ones that marry a great LMS structure with this kind of API-driven production, they're just going to have a workforce that is better informed, more aligned, and learning way faster than their competitors.
And in a world that changes as quickly as ours does, learning speed is pretty much the only sustainable competitive advantage there is.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, there you have it. LearnUpon and Auto Content API. A powerful pairing. Thanks so much for helping us unpack all this today.
It was my pleasure.
For everyone listening, thanks for diving deep with us. We'll catch you on the next one.